It's the first time in nearly 200 years Congress is holding a former colleague in contempt. It's the latest show of force by the January 6th panel as it investigates the worst attack on the nation's capital in more than 200 years. At the heart of the investigation is whether former President Donald Trump had a role to play in the siege on the Capitol, but that's being stonewalled by the highest people in the former Trump administration. The former president himself and his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, although he previously handed over thousands of documents to the committee, including frantic text messages Meadows received as the Capitol attack was underway. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin read some of those messages as debate on whether to hold Meadows in contempt began.
One text said, "We are under siege up here at the Capitol." That came to him on January 6th. Another, "They've breached the Capitol." Mark, protesters are literally storming the Capitol, breaking windows on doors, rushing in. Is Trump going to say something? We are all helpless. Dozens of texts, including from Trump administration officials, urged immediate action by the president. Quote, "POTUS has to come out firmly and tell protesters to dissipate. Someone is going to get killed."
The texts reveal members of Congress, Fox News anchors, and even Donald Trump's own son, Donald Trump Jr., were urging Meadows to push Trump to act quickly to stop the siege by his supporters. Members of the January 6th committee say the texts raise fresh questions about what was happening at the White House and what Trump himself was doing as the attack was underway. The committee had planned to question Meadows about the communiques, including 6,600 pages of records taken from personal email accounts and about 2,000 text messages. Bay Area Representative Zoe Lofgren says the data Meadows disclosed has left more questions unanswered.
We also know that during the same week, that same week in early January, Mr. Meadows was in direct contact with campaign staff and organizers of the rally at the Ellipse, where his boss, the president, urged supporters to fight. We need to talk to Mr. Meadows about that. While domestic terrorists invaded the halls where he used to work, Mr. Meadows interacted with many people, including some of our colleagues who were here in this chamber. We've learned many of those interactions took place on his personal device. We need to talk to Mr. Meadows about that.
But after disclosing the documents, Meadows published a book that details much of his experience, which was criticized by Trump. Meadows has since made an about-face, refusing to comply with subpoenas. He sued the panel, asking they be invalidated. Los Angeles Democrat Adam Schiff, who's also on the January 6th Select Committee, says Meadows needs to be held accountable for criminal contempt.
People died on January 6th. A Congress that cannot enforce its subpoenas in such an investigation is no more effective than a court in a homicide case which cannot compel witnesses to appear. We would cease to be a Congress and become a mere plaything in the hands of a despot. Mark Meadows has demonstrated contempt for Congress and for the public. Now he must be held in contempt. He should be prosecuted like anyone else who ignores the law, because no one is above the law.
Republicans largely lined up in opposition to the charge, calling the action against Meadows a distraction from the House's work, with one member calling it evil and un-American. Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach says Democrats are trying to distract the public by pursuing the investigation into the insurrection.
We have record high inflation, a flood of immigrants at our southern border, a workforce and supply chain crisis. And instead of working towards real ways we can combat these crises, or in fact even admitting that these crises exist, we are back here arguing if we should continue down a path of yet another partisan investigation of questionable motive and purpose.
But Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who is the Select Committee's vice chair, says Meadows cannot refuse to testify about text messages and emails he's already turned over and has admitted are not covered by executive privilege.
Mr. Meadows' testimony will bear on a key question in front of this committee. Did Donald Trump, through action or inaction, corruptly seek to obstruct or impede Congress's official proceeding to count electoral votes? Mr. Meadows' testimony will inform our legislative judgments on those issues. But Mr. Meadows has refused to give any testimony at all, even regarding non-privileged topics. That puts him in contempt of Congress.
In closing statements, Cheney slammed her Republican colleagues for opposing the contempt charges.
President Trump is hiding behind executive privilege. All of my colleagues, all of them knew that what happened on January 6th was an assault on our Constitution. They knew it at the time. Yet now they are defending the indefensible. Whether we tell the truth, get to the truth, and defend ourselves against it ever happening again is the moral test of our time. How we address January 6th is the moral test of our generation. It is very sad to see how my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are addressing this issue.
Ultimately, the House voted to hold Meadows in criminal contempt. The presiding chair announced the yeas have the votes, but a procedural move by Republicans have put the vote tally on hold. When that's finalized, the resolution will go to the Department of Justice to pursue criminal charges against Mark Meadows. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.